Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth. I'm your host, Lois Bullock, and we're here this evening to have another dynamic show. Today, Let's Talk Truth is going to, we're going to discuss the concept of working hard to reach attainable goals, or if individuals would rather they have a handout than to work hard to attain whatever they want to do. Are we willing to work for what we want, or do we feel that someone owes us? And so we shouldn't put forth as much effort as we're sometimes required to do. And in our studio today, we're going to enjoy this hour with our guest. Shannon is going to be here today. Let's give Shannon a hand. And we're also going to give Louise a hand. And we're also going to give Mr. Motivator a hand. Let's give him a hand. Also in our studio, we have Courtney. I don't know if he's going to be here on the show, but he has some powerful insight. And hopefully we can get him to join us. We have Dijon, who he has some powerful insight. Maybe he'll say a word or two. And we have Rima. She just came in. She doesn't normally say much, but maybe tonight we'll get something out of her. But so let's just give everybody a hand. Okay, now let's get ready to start our show. Is working hard a thing of the past? Now, before we get too involved, we realize that there are several things that we're going to be confronted with. I know the old adage, work smart, not hard. Now, that's true in a sense. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we have... Our generations now are coming along where we're taking it a step further. We think that to work hard is demeaning. Mm-hmm. We don't want to strive to achieve certain goals, or in our finances, we don't want to work hard for them. Mm-hmm. Now, I know things have changed, so I'm just setting the premise here of what we're going to be talking about and how we came about with this topic. I'm very young, as you know, 25, but I grew up in the cotton field days, pulling cotton. Mm-hmm. So we worked in the fields from sun up to sundown, mm-hmm. Hot sun. We had big hats and bonnets on our head. We worked in gloves because as females, we didn't want to have our hands all scratched up. When the weekend came, because that weekend we had money, we would go shopping, we would go out dancing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we still had to pull those sacks and put cotton in them. Mm-hmm. Then you go and you weigh them. Then you get up and throw them up there and you had to empty the sack out. That was hard work. Mm-hmm. Now, I know exactly what these young people are saying. Now, we don't have to do that. No, you don't have to pull cotton, but you still have to work just as hard on other jobs, mm-hmm. on our office jobs. I've been in corporate America for several years. Mm-hmm. I've been managers over different payroll groups. So I know all the ins and outs and the aspects of corporate America. You still have to put forth that hard work. But We have generations now who don't think they need to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the crime rate is so high? We have people that's young people, they want to take what you have.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take a gun and pull it on you and take what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Or break in your house while you're going to work
mm-hmm.
and take what you have. Then we have that group that feel like they don't have to put forth any effort. You know, they don't want to come out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable. I want to sleep till a certain hour
mm-hmm.
and then get up and do what I want to do. So we're going to address all of these issues. And we're talking about some people sleep. They don't, you know, I sleep from the time I get in the bed till, you know, the next day, the next evening. Well, how much of that have you lost as far as working to do something? And, you know, we're going to also address the fact that I don't believe that a person can sleep through, on a daily basis, sleep through your alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do, and I think that when you can sleep through your alarm clock, you go to bed without anything on your mind
mm-hmm.
as far as, but if you're geared to get up,
mm-hmm.
parents, if you're geared to get up with your children at night or your baby at night, you know your baby's going to cry every 4 hours, or you've got to be geared to get up to that. How can you sleep through something that you're programming your body to get up and do?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when we can sleep, slack, be slothful in the things that we do, then we've gotten to the point where we just don't want to work hard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let everybody have your say, but I wanted to set the premise up for why we're discussing what we're doing, the different scenarios that come into play when we say, we talk about hard work. And the fact that, is it a thing of the past? So who wants to go first? Louise, come on. You're just waiting to go.
Okay. Well, what I see with the people that have fallen into not wanting to work nowadays, they come into a feeling of being misplaced, replaced, displaced. So now where is our rightful place in this work scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, seeing that a whole lot of people coming over from different countries and cultures, everybody has come over here and they moved up in a social economic realm, and we're further, constantly being pushed further back. So therefore, where is our motivation to want to work hard when we see that our efforts are not being rewarded?
Mm. All right. That's right. Now,
I tend to agree, but I do have something to piggyback off of when you said that. From other cultures and things like that, they were raised a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Here in America, we have been spoiled. We think that everything is supposed to be given to us. We don't have to do the same thing. For example, you take a person, I have friends from all races and ethnicities, everything, Pakistan, Indian, whatever the case may be. In their country, their living is not like us
mm-hmm.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get over here, they're appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even want to go to high school and get our and graduate. We can barely get our GEDs over here.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, they come to go to school. They want to learn. They want to better themselves. They stick together.
Mm-hmm.
They all help one another. They don't have the crab mentality. For example, you have families. They'll live in the same household. They'll get a big enough house. All the adults will pull together, get a big enough house. Where this family had one side, that family had the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have their own places in within their home. But you can't do that here.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody wants to be the chief and nobody wants to be the Indian. You have to relinquish control to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be somebody with wisdom and sense. I think over here we have stopped seeking any type of knowledge when it comes to on how to be. We know that what I say, I feel I want to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about what Susie or Jim want. It's what I want. But not knowing that if Susie and Jim jump on the bandwagon what I want and I jump on the bandwagon what they want,
mm-hmm.
we'll all be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an African-American woman, and I know that I use myself in the workplace. In the workplace, It is not the other races and cultures and things that hold me down. It is my own people afraid to see you succeed. We have to change our mentality. The thing is, everybody thinks it should be them.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your time. It may not be your season.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody doesn't get that. I know when I was younger, I didn't. I wanted something. I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
But is it my time? Do I know what to do with it when I get it?
Mm-hmm.
I had, in my own speaking, I know that I can speak for as a young lady who applied for the position that I'm in, who has given me the blues since I had it. But you can barely handle the little job that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do your job, my manager's job, and then some. So if you can't handle that, how are you expecting to take on all this? You wanted the position,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know what it takes to carry on the position that you're asking for. So you're out of your league when it comes to that. We have to get to the realness of us and be honest with ourselves. What can you really handle? Everybody wants a handout. Everybody wants this. I know I get flack all the time because I say, food stamps. If I ran the world, yeah, you can get on food stamps, but if you had another baby within that first, when your little baby is not three yet and you have another baby, I'm automatically cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, you become dependent. You're not trying to do anything different. We think that everything, the government do this. Well, money doesn't grow on trees. The government is ran by money. Money runs out. So now we have our older people facing maybe not having no Social Security. You work all your life and put into a plan that's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have Medicaid handed out hand over fist. Oh, my baby got a stump and they told I'm going to take him to the doctor. It's free for you, but that money's coming from somewhere. People don't think about that kind of thing. Everybody thinks that everything's supposed to be given to them
mm-hmm.
with no questions asked. I think it needs more stipulations
mm-hmm.
and more rules and regulations and a lot of things. Yeah, well, they do that now. They do drug testing now. If you're on any type of government assistance, government housing, they drug test you. You go up for recertification, come on. And that's one way that, you know, they're kind of alleviating a lot of people who are using the system and just getting over. So, I mean, I just think that I understand what you're saying about the socioeconomic things. And we are, you know, we're lower than a lot of people who come over here.
Mm-hmm.
But why is that? We don't want to work. Well, I wear weave.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go buy my hair,
mm-hmm.
Ming Lee, and all of them,
mm-hmm.
they work 12-hour days, and that's on the feet. Oh, how good for you. I get for you. Now, you get Shaquanda in the store
mm-hmm.
working. I ain't supposed to be standing up all day. Shoot, my feet hurt, and I'm tired. It's all what you want. But that's the truth. You can go in there. I've been to a black-owned hair place,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they I don't even know. Well, look up here and see what you want. But the little Asian lady that followed me around the whole time gave me 80 million bags of hair. Come on. This color for you, this hair for you, this for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's what you want to do. Everything that's going to be handed to you. Ross Perot didn't get rich just by sitting at home. So I'm like, you know, I think I want to make $1 million. I'm thinking about it. It should appear one day. No. Faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work towards something to make it happen. You can't just sit there and say, you know, I believe that I'm going to make a difference in the world. But you can't do that from your living room with the remote.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So those are just things that's what I think personally. I mean, I think looking at the demographic of the young people,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it now, most young people now, they rob you. You can't even walk outside with your prayers during the holidays. They want to take what's yours because nobody ever sat down and told them, listen, you steal it. Me, I'd be more understanding if you were stealing a loaf of bread or some meat to your children,
mm-hmm.
if you didn't have any money. I could understand that the Lord might even make a way for you and make somebody bless you and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go in there stealing big screen TVs and high-dollar tennis shoes, that's nothing that you need.
Yeah.
We're tearing ourselves down. You wonder why, ooh, the store's getting so high in here. The store has to make their revenue back from where the shoplifters have come in
mm-hmm.
and taken from it.
Yeah.
Everything has a cause and effect.
It does.
You know, but we don't understand that. The race of America, the United States of America, American, not people who have imported in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talk about, oh, they let the Spanish ships come over. Who else is going to do the jobs that they'll do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You ask me, will I go somewhere and clean up a bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But Consuela will do it with pride.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because from where she's from, the money she's making cleaning that bathroom, that little $6 that she's making or whatever the minimum wage is now, Whatever she's making, that's a fortune to her.
Mm-hmm.
But we go, girl, I ain't finna work for no job. Girl, that's $7. But now you're making zero.
Mm-hmm.
So zero or seven, which one is better? We don't too much of a high horse. We think the world owe us, and we supposed to get this because I am who I am. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. You're not in the history book. You haven't made any difference. You haven't made a positive impact on society in no shape, form, or fashion. But you expect for to be revered as if you have. I don't like it. That's all I have to say. I'm saying.
Okay. Mr. Motivator. I like what Shannon said.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has some good points.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that crossed my mind, and I've read this many times, and is by one of my, I consider a great mentor, is Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm.
Zig said, if you help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who goes to the Super Bowl? The winning team.
Mm-hmm.
When we learn how to play and to support each other as a team,
mm-hmm.
when we learn how to respect each other, you see, the teams that can't get along aren't in sync with each other. Their chemistry is not working because they don't have that respect. They don't want it bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But the team that respects each other and they want to win, that knows that his position may be small, but if he can get his block in and allow the running back to score, guess what? Touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team gets to experience success.
Mm-hmm.
They all get that Super Bowl ring. They all receive those big bonus checks.
Even the one on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Even the ones that are on the bench, they are smiling and jumping up and shouting because they get to receive those bonus checks and those big rings as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do as far as empowering each other to get there. We have to learn how to support each other and how to work with each other. And I was doing some reading not too long ago, and what I saw in one of the periodicals is that the people, one of the groups that come into this country that do really well, and there are a larger percentage of millionaires than anybody else, is the Russians, because some of them have had to endure and go through hardships in their country. They had to endure and go through so much of being without and not having a lot of privileges, and they had to fight for everything that they got. So when they come here to this country, they're more motivated
mm-hmm.
to become millionaires. You take a person who is all on the easy street. They don't have to do anything. They get fed food. Somebody takes care of them. Somebody always hand something out to them. They never have to work to get what they earn.
Mm-hmm.
What's the motivation for that man or that woman to become a millionaire? It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
we can it's adversity shows what character you're made of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You either stand or you either fall.
Exactly.
Now I think the doctor over in the corner has a comment, and I wanted to allow him to. You want to make a comment?
You'd like to have something to say?
Yeah, I'd like to give the doctor a comment.
I just wanted to say that I agree with everyone was saying about our young people are not, they don't have the motivation and the drive to be successful in life because.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants a handout. We feel like we don't have to work for them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Technology and society makes it easy for
mm-hmm.
the adults we see that are successful. And we think that we can get that by doing what they're doing, but they work hard and put the time in that they needed to be where they are.
That's
wow.
right.
That's right.
Exactly right. Now, this is from a young man,
Yes.
And so we have to understand if young people can see
mm-hmm.
you know, what's wrong with everybody else said.
Yeah.
And I like what he said, because we have a society has a problem with wanting what someone else has without knowing the battle they've gone through to get it. See, no one can, I can't accomplish what you've accomplished because I don't know what you've been doing to get there. One thing that I realized, if I'm going to sit on the right hand of the Father, mm-hmm. I had to have endured pain. I had to be crucified mm-hmm. if I want to sit on the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you're going to have to understand. We don't know what we are having to endure
mm-hmm.
until we endure it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is some things that we have to, you know, we have to take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in the position that I'm in, I've been in it a long time. I've dealt with people, and I've done a lot of back scratching.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, there are times when people will just give me something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had young people with me, I need to get what she's getting. You know, give me what you gave her. I'm an old lady. I've been scratching a lot of backs.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't spent one back, but you think you're privileged to have what I have. And not that I'm any better, but you have to put in the work to get the goal.
Yes.
You have to put in something. And, you know, because we're just not going to accomplish it
yes.
just by existing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to think about, let me tell you the greatest place that you have to work over. Your hard work comes basically from within.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to work hard within yourself before you can even think about being motivated to do something else. You've got to work hard on the inside of you. That's where your motivation comes from. That's where your drive comes from. That's where your ability to care comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that on the inside, it's not going to manifest itself on the outside.
Yes.
There's no way I'm going to be motivated to get up at 6 o'clock every morning and go do what I need to do if I don't have that drive on the inside of me.
Yes.
It has to be on the inside. And so if we had to think about things happening on the inside, what is the first thing we have to do? First, we have to learn to respect one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk about, oh, I love you. No, you don't. If you don't respect my position,
mm-hmm.
you don't respect
mm.
who I am,
yeah.
where I'm coming from, what I'm trying to accomplish, how can we walk together except we agree?
Mm-hmm.
Because the word love is spread around like they know what it means, but they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what the word love means. People just say that because out of habit
mm-hmm.
or because of what they think they know. Because love is a man. Well, I used to hear my mother and my grandmother say, love hide a multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, because if you love somebody, there's a lot of things that they may do that annoy you. That's a normal person, you want to punch them in their throat. But you'll look past it because the love you have for that person allows you to see beyond that thing that's annoying your flesh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because you like somebody or, oh, they're nice, I mean, that means I love them. No. Love carries a lot of weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a simple word. It's a better word, but it's the heaviest word out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use it correctly. I find that people in whatever relationship, whether it's a sibling or a spouse or a partner, whatever the case may be, anytime you use that word love, you have to think of the significance of it. You can't just
how much responsibility
right, that comes with that word. You can't spout that out all willy nilly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like you say, oh, I love my niece, but if she's in the very hungry, I'm like, well, what's she gonna do?
Yeah, you have to be in order to if you really want to know whether or not you love a person,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
how much would you give for that person? How much would you give up for that person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you sacrifice? Would you sacrifice anything for that person? Because I promise you, if you can't come out of your comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and sacrifice something for them, there you cannot love that person.
You just can't love that person. Go ahead, Mr. Motivator.
You know, I'm thinking about one of the points that you made earlier. You know, Lawrence, you're a very beautiful lady. And you know what comes to my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, you're a very beautiful lady, but I must say, I was shocked when you mentioned that you pick cotton and pull bubbles, because I wasn't born in that time of the century.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were, Mr. Motivator. I remember seeing you on the back of that church. Boy, thank God, people. I remember seeing you, and your sack was a 16-footer.
Ooh,
I remember. Listen, Mr. Motivator tried to get me back because he's older than I am. And there's a lot of things I don't remember based on the fact that, you know, my parents used to tell me a lot of stuff that he actually witnessed. And so I look at him every day, and I think about how powerful, you know, it is for him to be sitting here, and you know, with all the experience he had, the years of experience he has over me. But that's all in fun. And we're still talking about work is working hard, a thing of the past.
Yes.
And, you know, it's getting worse and worse. It is getting worse. I promise you, our young women and our young men, they're just throwing themselves away. If you ask the average young person, I'd say between 20 and 24 years old, what do you do with your paycheck every time you get paid? I grant you, they have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nothing.
No, they're illegal.
And they don't even have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to pay for their the young women going to pay for their cell phones.
Nails.
Their nails.
Hair.
Mm-hmm. And their hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And a roof over their head, that's somebody else's responsibility. They're not paying for food, because if they were paying for food, you know, the check really would be horrible.
Yeah.
So this is something you have to understand, that if we're getting down to talking about what are we responsible for and how much hard work, they don't even work hard. You know, I had a young lady to tell me, okay. We had just a little
technical
difficulty there, but we're going to continue. We were talking about being in the position of working hard and attaining the goals that we're supposed to do by working hard. And we were talking about the ability to love, and the young ladies and what they do with their paychecks, the young men, what they do with their paychecks. And we just have to get to the point where what are we doing? And then I think Shannon brought it out a minute ago. What the things that we do attain and the things that we do accomplish, we don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned an illustration of a young lady that didn't want to put her hands in the dishwater.
Go ahead.
You had a point. You mentioned about a young lady who didn't want to put her hands in the dishwater.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't finish your point.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, well, my thing was this. What's wrong with you washing dishes? The things in your kitchen are the things that you mess up. What kind of family member don't want to wash dishes?
Yes.
You know. So we've got young men and young women like that who don't want to clean house, who don't want to keep their house clean. What kind of family member is that?
Yeah.
So you think that you're doing too much? You're working too hard.
Mm-hmm. Blame them parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know about anybody else, but my mother, when I was little, we played with toys.
Mm-hmm.
We told her to throw up, me and my brother. Woo! I have toys everywhere. I was under the age of 4. My mother taught me pick up behind yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up behind yourself. Now, was I 4 a little bit? Yeah, sometimes she'd say pick them up, and I'd be like, but Mom! And she would pick them up. But she started me early. You get up on Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
you go to work, or if you go to work during the week or go to school, Saturday mornings when you take care of everything. My mother had a job, me and my brother got up, and we at the time we didn't have a wash and dry. We got up and put everybody's clothes in the car,
mm-hmm.
and me and my brother went to the laundromat while my mom was at work. Came home, cleaned up the house. By the time noon came, we were done. We could do whatever we wanted to do for the rest of the day. But we have spoiled our children so much, they go wash dishes, Laquita. Mama showed, I'm watching, my movie. I'm watching my show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you made me say, you don't never want to do nothing. You fussing, but you go in there and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going and knocking Laquita out that bed. And when she hit the floor, and pick your teeth up and get that blood up the floor and go in there and get them dishes. We spoiled them too much. I mean, we have spoiled our children too much.
Canada, you know, maybe CPS probably would have been knocking on
mm-hmm.
your door.
Then they could take them. They can take them. Listen, I was one of those children. I was a little defiant.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was going to test the water and see if I can get my way.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many whoopings. Ooh, Jesus. My last whooping, I was 15 years old. And I was like, oh, my mama, so unfair. But to this day, I thank God for every spanking or whipping or whatever you want to call it my mama gave me. Let me tell you why. Because the crowd that I hung with then, a lot of them are dead now. The crowd I hung with, a lot of them have 18, 20 children stretched behind them, no Mari, getting tested. You are not the father. All of them have become statistics in some shape, form, or fashion,
mm-hmm.
but not me. I thank heaven for that. I felt embarrassed one day, not for me, but for the state of the world, when one of my classmates asked me, did I have any children? I said, no, I don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me, did I have an abortion?
Mm.
I said, no, I've never been pregnant. I was a little embarrassed, like, why would that be the first thing that comes to your mind? Because how the world is.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for all the whippers my mama gave me. We have strayed away from what we know is right. It's too many smart mouths and little children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Lord never have blessed me with any kids. I promise you, it would not go down with me. They be over calling their grandmama, Granny, can you come get me? She done choked me half to death. Yeah, we allow our children to do too much. When you start letting them do one little thing, they don't know how to separate the two. If you start your child popping off and being smart-mouthed, then when they get 17, you can't tell them to shut up.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to tell them nothing. You raise this monster, now it's too late. Now you got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start letting them blatant defiance, I don't understand how they have those kids on that beyond scared straight. The little girls coming up with those foul mouths and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But you came in there with some new tennis shoes on. You came in there with some new jeans, your hair done up. If my daughter talking like that, she going to have the bare minimum, a croaker sack tied up. It says I have to feed and clothe you. It don't say what I have to feed you. It don't say what I got to clothe you with.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, the Goodwill is open all the time.
Yes.
You're not going to get nothing new. Get your hair done. If you can't come with that brush, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to spend $150 on a bag of hair. You disrespect me. I'm not going to do it.
No.
But we're steady. They so disrespectful. Come on and get these $300 shoes. No. That's why now, each year, we have just raised a bunch of greedy, little mealy-mouthed heathens running around hollering what they want, what they deserve, what they need, this, and that. I didn't have all name-brand things. When I was growing up, my mother made sure I looked nice. She made sure I was clean. She made sure I was able to attend everything I needed to in school. She did everything she needed to do for me, but my mother refused to pay. My mom said, I would never pay $100 for some tennis shoes. Now, if you wear some dress shoes, you can wear to church and other places, yes. But for some tennis shoes, you're robbing each other for shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They killed a little boy, pushed him off in front of a train for his shoes and his iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Over material things.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Get you one. Mm-hmm. If your family's not fortunate, I understand every family can't have money.
Mm-hmm.
But in the summertime, get out and get your little job. Mow the lawns of your neighbor.
And save your money. Yeah.
Save your money. But instead of you, I'm just to go on up here and get this. Bought a 7-Eleven, get it. I want some ice cream. I want some Jack in the Box. I want something you don't eat your money up and holler while you don't have your tennis shoes you want.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to save. We don't teach them.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, do you remember when you and I, we grew up, we didn't have all that, but we were thankful. And we went to school, and our clothes were made out of poker sacks. Remember, you and I used to tote our lunch bucket with syrup and biscuits off in our lunch bucket.
That's motivating. I never had lunch in a syrup bucket. That was you. We had baggies, Ziploc baggies.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know syrup came in a bucket. I just don't miss some Butterworth.
Me too.
Blur rabbit syrup bucket.
Brothers. Rare rabbit.
Yeah, that's where you remember when the brothers used to speak to each other out on the streets. What's up, bro? It came from the Blur rabbit syrup.
They had it in a bucket, and Brother Jeffrey, they had everything in that bucket. Biscuits,
mm-hmm.
meat, syrup, everything.
Eggs.
Piled in that bucket.
And you stopping in the bucket, and Lord, now we were professionals at stopping syrup.
At a bucket?
Yes.
And then, bucket.
In a bucket?
Yes.
I didn't do that.
My God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I guess I'm one of the people I was talking about because I refuse to eat anything like meat, syrup, or biscuits out of a bucket.
There was a syrup
and something. A bucket?
All pile on each other.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Oh, my God. I'm going to cover the end.
I never had a syrup bucket. That was like the motivator. And when we had sandwich, he had sugar sandwich.
Sugar sandwich.
Everybody had sugar sandwich.
No, my mama didn't give us no biscuits with sugar in it, but I know a lot of people did.
Biscuits with sugar, that is right there. Saving your kids. Sugar. You don't give them a big sugar. Who can chew sugar?
They did it in biscuits.
Some butter, hot butter, and some sugar in the biscuit. And we had sugar biscuit sandwiches.
You know what? That's why diabetes is so high. Now, who is eating sugar biscuits?
A lot of kids back in the day.
And on Fridays, if we was good and get no trouble, we had pig feast, didn't we, Lord?
No, on Fridays, our treat was summer sausage,
mm-hmm.
two for Jack cookies.
Mm-hmm.
We had summer sausage sandwiches.
Yeah,
and Jack cookies.
Did you say pig feet?
Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. We had Kool-Aid. They had Polly Pop.
What is Polly Pop?
We call them Kool-Aid. See, we didn't go back there before, yeah. But they call them Polly Pop.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Motivator, we were working hard. But all that stuff he told me, I know nothing about that. Those of you just listening, I know nothing about this.
I sure know anything about Polly Pop, pig feet, or chitterlings and all those other intestinal things and ears and everything else. I don't know anything about that. That's for
Lord. What's tell about that? You left off the pig lips and everything.
Ew, pig lips.
Yeah.
He introduced me to pig lips the other day. He brought some.
Oh my God, that sounds
first
so
time
disgusting.
I'd ever.
Yeah. This would be a whole nother show. I'm about to.
Hey, look. Long as you give the pig Listerine or something so they don't have germs, they're still good when you cook them.
That's really disgusting. I would not eat. That's why I only eat bacon, really. These are disgusting animals. Anyway, y'all eat the feet, the ears, and the lips.
They eat the lips. I didn't see. I have never seen it until
you
the other day.
You might as well just eat rats.
The other day.
I stopped with the ears because one time I bit the ears and I got a piece of hair in my mouth.
Oh, my God. See?
Now, while we're on this subject now, we have a young lady in our studio that's 5 years old. And tell us what your name is. Tell us what your name is. Well, her name is Kennedy. And I want you to know Kennedy eats chitlins. Mm. Is that right?
She does.
She does.
She loves chitlins.
Ooh. Poor baby.
What did you do to her?
In fact, they served them in our school.
Ooh, what?
Chitlins?
Oh, they didn't serve those at our school.
Oh, they stink.
But not if you cook them right.
Yeah.
They don't look right either.
Looks like a Louise. Louise has, doesn't like anything.
Looks like worms. Looks
like a brain being pulled apart.
Together. That's how the brain looks. Worms pushed together.
And Louise's kids are all vegetarians as a result because she wouldn't let them eat any chitlins.
Oh, my Lord.
One.
Well, Kennedy is 5 years old, and she eats chitlins, and she loves them.
Oh, well, could you tell us how they taste, young lady? We couldn't hear you. She said yes.
Okay.
She likes them.
So getting back on course now, we've let y'all in on the little comedian side of this show, and y'all know exactly where this comes from, Mr. Motivator with his old self. Now, we're going to get back on course.
So he's old enough to have a car that crank in the front?
Yeah, he's the one of the ones to do that. You know, that car that you turn.
Oh, really?
And it started up like that. But first, he took him a long time to get that. He had a mule and a wagon.
Like a Flintstone car. Just put your feet up and go.
No.
Like Flintstone.
He had a mule, one mule, and one wagon. And he had all his brothers and sisters rolled up. Yeah, all his sisters and brothers that couldn't fit in that wagon got on the back of that mule.
Do y'all believe it? That you, my fans are listening to the show. Don't y'all believe, Lord?
You have to believe me. This is a show that says let's talk truth. Am I right? So you know we're going to be telling the truth. But to think about it, I think about this young lady right here. She's 5 years old, and we want her to know how to talk, I mean how to work hard for what she wants.
So you want her to have a good work ethic.
I want her to have good work ethics. We want her to also, her dad was playing a game with her the other day, and he won. And she didn't want to play anymore because she didn't want to lose. So he sat down and he talked to her and he said, baby, there will be times you will lose at something. He said, but that doesn't define who you are. You're still a powerful individual. Even though you may lose this one battle, you won't lose the war. You jump back up and just get back in there. So he's teaching her now because
I like this.
I firmly believe that we're talking about working hard and is it a thing of the past. I believe that a lot of these shootings and the bullying and all that, it comes from our children not being taught properly.
Okay.
When you find someone that's valued, they feel that their value relies on what other people think of them. And that's why they get so upset and they'll start pulling guns and going out and shooting, you know, because they can't stand that rejection. Or they take it as a form of rejection. So we have to, it's more, like I said when we first started this show, there's a greater premise than just than one thing when it comes to working hard. You got to work hard at everything. Go ahead.
So, Laura, to the parents that may be listening right now, what do you want to say to them that truly do want to motivate their kids to want to work? What would you say to those parents?
I would say to those parents to introduce them to chores. You know, you've got to introduce them to chores. You've got to introduce them to something other than waiting until you get paid to buy them something. When I grew up, as I was growing up, things that I wanted, I had to work for. But now children don't have to work for anything. They get their iPads, iPhones, anything. The tablet, the Nook, anything that's all of these electronic devices, they get them without really earning them. All they say is, I want one of those. And parents justify giving it to them because they need it for school.
No, they don't.
And what happened to, I was, you know, now you got little kids, 4 or 5 years old, with cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need with a cell phone? Well, they need it if they're waiting on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to us? We waited on the bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a latchkey kid.
Yeah. You know, all of these things.
But then again, the world's a little nasty enough.
No, the world, there's, and that's another thing. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's
everything that is going on now has always gone on. But the thing of it is, we have taken God from everything. We have no protection. You know, we have no protection. And where does our protection come from? That scripture says, my people are destroyed
mm-hmm.
for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We're cut off from our proper protection because we have no power.
Mm-hmm.
We have no power. And we have no power because we've shut God out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell people at the beginning of every show and at the end of every show. We don't have these shows, Let's Talk Truth. These are areas that I truly believe that God wants to shine his light on.
Mm-hmm.
And once he shines the light on, he's shining the light on a particular spot in your life for you to enhance it in some way. But you can't enhance it unless you enhance it with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the truth if you leave Christ out of it.
That's right.
If you take Christ out of everything, you'll never arrive at the truth. It's never going to be told.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that this is why we're motivated. This is why Mr. Motivator does the motivating that he does. This is why we stop by at each other's show and we encourage one another and we motivate each other. Because this show is called Let's Talk Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to make it as truthful
mm-hmm.
as it can be. We're not going to cut corners. We're not going to pat anybody on the back. We want to say things as it needs to be said. We have got to start to work hard in areas because, number one, we represent our children.
Mm-hmm.
This is who we represent. And we have turned out a pack of ungrateful, unthankful generation that we've turned out because we're the parents, we're the older ones. So we have left them nothing to build on.
Mm-hmm.
We've left them nothing to build on. So this is why hard work is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work hard. All you have to do is just bat your eyes a certain way, lie a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so sad. And you can tell it's Christmas time. Oh, Pookie gave me 7 things. That's all I'm going to get him for Christmas. One was a Bentley. One, you know, but we got all these big items.
Uh-huh.
And one wants to own his own TV station. And one's going to do so and so and so. And so this is how we do it. We give them everything on that list, but that cost you $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get to the point where we have got to stop and take a look at our ability, our hardworking ability. And make sure that we entice and encourage our people. Yeah, you need to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to work for that. You really do. So anybody else got, we've got about 9 minutes to go. And we're just very thankful for all of you being in here. And I think we had a little technical difficulty. So if we lost some of the feed, that's okay. We picked it right back up again. We're so fortunate that we do have had a good time. Mr. Motivator is here. Louise is here. Shannon was here. Kennedy was here. And we just thank you for being here and being on the mark in talking about it and expressing yourself. Because I know a lot of us, we might get a little flack for some of the things that we've said.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, everybody has the opportunity. Excuse me, that's listening. You can send your voice, your like or your dislike to our email. It's called Let's Talk Truth, 333@yahoo.com. So this is what we have to, if you want to say something,
I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. And Let's Talk Truth 33 on Twitter, if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Also, I have my own blog page, which is Lois Bullock. That's LOYCEBULLOCK.blogspot.com. You can go on and find little nuggets that might enhance your day, your week, or whatever. And not only that, you can also listen to the broadcast each week. It feeds on there, so you can listen to that as well. But we're just here to offer, to shed some light on different things in our lives that's going to help us to grow. And I promise you, we're going to be growing until we leave this earth. So what better way to do it than to grow in the truth? We have to talk truth. Anybody got any closing remarks you want to say?
When I was in school, there was a little boy who became known for working really hard. And we were in the classroom, and all of a sudden, this young man, he jumped up and said, "Hey, I got ants in my pants. I need to dance." And he became a sensation from that point on.
Well, who was that?
It's going to be a secret. No, I'll tell you.
Okay.
James Brown.
Oh, I never heard of James Brown, but that was before my time. But I
did y'all hear that?
But I understand.
I heard of him because him, Albertina Walker, and Betty Shabazz.
No, I'm not old enough to know James Brown. I know the younger generation. I know who Chris Brown is. I don't know James Brown.
Oh, okay, well, excuse me.
So, but I thank you all for being here and sharing and being able to work through some things. And one thing about having shows like this, it helps us to really look at our own selves.
Yeah.
And the impact that we have on others' lives and whether we're falling short. And I think if we can get one person to look deep within and want to make a positive change, I think that then we have not done this in vain.
Mm-hmm.
We have not done in vain. So I'm really appreciating this. We have 6 minutes left in this broadcast, and I want to encourage everybody. We do this every Tuesday night, 7:30. I don't know. I keep getting a text from another business associate that wants me to be on to listen to something that they have going every Tuesday night. But I think I established this a long time ago that I do a show on Tuesday nights at 7:30, so I'm not going to be able to do
mm-hmm.
anything else, because this is the one thing that I feel that I'm directed by God to do. I love doing it. I enjoy doing it. And just want to make sure that I'm giving it 100%. And I really appreciate you guys being here. Shannon, you're so awesome. I don't know if you might get beat up by some of the things you said tonight, but, you know, you can handle it.
I'm trying.
And Kennedy, you're so awesome. Thank you for being here to say what you're going to say. So, my email is Let's Talk Truth. That's LETS without the apostrophe, Talk Truth 333 at yahoo.com. So y'all send me some mail. I love to read letters. It doesn't matter how they, you know, what's about. But just send me an email. And also, again, check out my blog, www.loyce, L-O-Y-C-E. That's just like Joyce, only with an L, LOYCEBULLOCK, blogspot.com. So that's loysbullock.blogspot.com. And I think you'll find some things on there that's very interesting that will kind of uplift you. And also, to do a whole bunch of changes on the inside. This is what Let's Talk Truth is about, to do some motivational changes within. And y'all can also follow me on Twitter. And that's at Let's Talk Truth 33. Yeah, that's what it is. So, at Let's Talk Truth. So, just enjoyed having you there. And again, tonight we discussed, is working hard a thing of the past? And we really and truly believe that, did we come to that conclusion that it is a thing of the past? People don't work hard anymore. We are looking for handouts. We do want to, we do feel that somebody owes us something. And I don't know where we got that concept from. Where did we get that from? Because it just seemed like it's just there, you know, that it's just so horrible. And it makes us really, really look bad. And I think that we here in the United States of America, we are very spoiled. We don't know how to talk to people because we feel like we don't have to respect people. And I look at our young girls, we're just going crazy with the guys, and these are guys that ain't worth 25 pennies and pesos. But we just letting them take advantage of us left and right. And you can't tell them anything. They just have to hit the wall. Once they hit the brick wall, it's going to be everything. Everything that they don't want to feel, they'll feel it. So this is what we have to understand. Is working hard a thing of the past? Shannon, you got some closing things you want to say? We've got like 1.5 minutes.
No, not at all. I said everything that I need to say.
Okay, well, we enjoyed having you. We enjoyed having each one of you, our studio audience. We enjoyed having you too. Everything that everybody said, Dijon was awesome. He said some things that was very encouraging, especially for the people on his level or in his age group. So, again, thank you all for being here, and want to say once again that this is work, and this is Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.